The report from the Legislative Audit Bureau revealed a number of problems at WEDC, including instances in which the agency violated the law, gave taxpayer dollars to ineligible recipients, or did not properly track loans and grants. Members of the Joint Audit Committee probed staff from the Bureau on Thursday and grilled executives at WEDC.
It's shocking. We have millions and millions of dollars that have gone out the window. And the best that I can read based on this chart is we have 2,006 jobs that have been retained with over $80 million spent.
We had a program that's been sold on flexibility, but really it translates into sloppiness as I read this audit and lacks caring for taxpayers' funds.
Senator John Layman and Representative Melissa Sargent, both Democrats, criticized WEDC on a number of occasions throughout the more than four-hour meeting. Republicans also shared concerns but were less vocal. GOP Representative Howard Markline said he's ready to move forward.
Well, I'm obviously concerned about the results in this audit report. What I'm more interested in is where we are today and what progress has been made from the time at this audit period through today.
Markline asked, for instance, whether WEDC has taken corrective action on the problems the audit identified.
Is your accounting system up, reliable, timely? Is the board, is the audit committee getting accurate and timely financial statements?
Members of both parties said WEDC's success is crucial because job creation is the legislature's number one goal. The CEO of WEDC responded calmly to lawmakers' inquiries, even when they got testy. Reed Hall pointed out that he's held his post only about 6 months, and a lot of the problems predate his arrival, as well as that of other officials. WEDC has experienced high turnover in key positions, and it's less than 2 years in operation.
I took the job permanently because I believe in the mission and creating jobs in Wisconsin. It's a challenge, but I think our organization is up to the challenge ahead of us.
Hall says many of the findings in the audit did not take him by surprise. He says WEDC already had conducted an internal review, yet he says it was unpleasant to see the scathing state audit published.
This is not the description of an organization that we want to be associated with. But I'm committed to improving the organization. I know our staff is.
Hall says WEDC already has put into place a number of measures to solve the problems. He said he'll ensure the agency complies with the law. Hall said he'll consider the suggestions in the audit as part of a roadmap for improving operations at WEDC. But Hall frustrated lawmakers by disputing some of the findings of the nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau. He said some instances where the audit says WEDC violated the law are open to interpretation. And he insisted the agency has created more than 10 times the jobs the Audit Bureau estimated, to the dismay of Representative Melissa Sargent.
I stand by the numbers that are in our annual report that talk about 24,000 jobs impact.
I would like to see the breakdown of that. I want verifiable information. This is concerning.
After WEDC's testimony, several lawmakers outlined plans for how they'd change the agency, ranging from creating a more active board to perhaps replacing Governor Walker as board chair. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.